Chapter 9. Sanctuary. Captain Phoebus was alive. He hadn't died after Claude Frollo stabbed him in the tavern. The soldiers had taken him to a doctor immediately. There it became clear that he only had a small wound. After a few days, he was completely healthy again. Only Esmeralda and Claude still believed that Phoebus was dead. The captain, who had never been a loyal person, had already forgotten his attraction to Esmeralda. He had returned to his fiancée, Fleur, and intended to marry her soon. He was once again in the beautiful house of Fleur's parents, across from Notre Dame Cathedral. Phoebus had heard about Esmeralda's trial and knew that she was sentenced to die. The judge believed that she was a witch, and that she had also killed a soldier.
"I'm not going to tell anyone that a gypsy girl stabbed me," Phoebus said to himself.
"She claimed that it was a man who did it, but I didn't see anyone. Anyway, everyone will forget about her in a few days. The important thing is that neither Fleur nor any of my friends know that I was the wounded soldier. Nobody must connect me to Esmeralda." Now Phoebus heard a lot of noise, and he and Fleur went to the balcony to see what was happening.
"Why is that big crowd congregating in front of Notre Dame?" Phoebus asked Fleur.
"People say that a witch will be hanged today," Fleur answered. "But according to tradition, she will first be brought to the cathedral to pray and ask forgiveness for her sins."
Phoebus and Fleur watched together as a small wagon pulled by a horse entered the square. Many soldiers and horses surrounded it. Esmeralda sat inside the wagon, dressed only in rags. Her hands were tied behind her back, and there was a big rope around her neck. Her little goat was also in the wagon, and it was tied up too. Esmeralda was not easy to recognize. She held her head down, and her long black hair covered her face. But she still wore her little bag around her neck, and because of that, Phoebus knew her immediately. However, he didn't care about what was happening to Esmeralda. It was only important for him to hide his connection to her from Fleur.
"Come inside, darling," Phoebus said to Fleur. "This is not something for a delicate lady like you to see." Fleur, however, wasn't ready to leave the spectacle, and they remained on the balcony. In the meantime, Esmeralda had been brought to the large central door of Notre Dame. The door opened and the chanting of priests could be heard from inside. They were singing the Mass for the dead. Esmeralda was pushed into the cathedral by her guards, and she was untied. With small steps, the terrified girl, followed by her goat, walked into the interior, which was dark and frightening. A long line of priests, who were chanting and carrying candles, came towards her. Suddenly, Esmeralda recognized the priest who was leading the procession. It was Claude.
"Oh no!" she thought to herself with fear. "It's that priest again! He won't leave me alone."
Claude came very close to her, and she could see that his face showed desire for her. Then he spoke in a loud voice, so that everybody could hear his words.
"Young girl, have you asked God's pardon for your crimes?"
After that, he whispered so that only she could hear.
"I can save you from death even now. You only have to say that you'll be mine forever."
Esmeralda trembled.
"Go away! You're the devil," she whispered.
"If you don't leave me alone, I'll tell everybody what you just said."
Claude said with an evil smile,
"Nobody will believe you. I'm an important priest, and you're only a young gypsy girl who is considered to be a witch. Phoebus is dead, and I am the only one who can save you."
At that moment, Claude raised his head and was shocked to see Phoebus standing on the balcony with Fleur. They were clearly visible through the window of the cathedral.
"So I didn't manage to kill Phoebus," he said to himself.
He whispered a curse and then turned to Esmeralda.
"Well, die then," he said to her in a low, terrible voice.
Then again in a loud voice, he said the prayer for the dying and waved his hands over Esmeralda's head. Claude turned away and led all the other priests into the dark interior of the cathedral. Esmeralda was taken out of the building by her guards. She would now be taken in the wagon to the Place de Grève. There she would be hanged on the gallows. Just before she entered the wagon, Esmeralda looked around her. Then she let out a cry of joy. She had just seen Phoebus on the balcony across from her.
"He's alive! The judge and the priest lied," she whispered to herself.
She turned her eyes to the balcony again, but Phoebus had turned away and was entering the house with Fleur. Esmeralda fell on the ground with a cry.
"I have gone through a lot of pain and sadness, and I was ready to die. But now I know that Phoebus is alive. I don't want to die any more. Poor me, I've got nobody to help me."
All this time, nobody had noticed Quasimodo. At first, he had stood among the statues in Notre Dame. Then, when Esmeralda was taken outside, he had climbed to a place just over the central door to the cathedral. He had been watching everything that was happening. While the guards were pushing and pulling Esmeralda to make her get into the wagon, Quasimodo did something completely unexpected. He tied a strong rope around one of the statues. Then he used the rope to swing himself down next to Esmeralda. He picked up the young girl and her little goat in his strong arms and ran into the cathedral with them. As he ran, he cried in a loud voice,
"Sanctuary! Sanctuary!"